Command number 110. Be wise as snakes and innocent as doves. Be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Matthew 10:16. Here we encounter another of Jesus' well-known commands. The parallel with snakes, however, is troublesome because we usually associate snakes with evil. The confusion is increased by the occasional translation shrewd, which can be read almost any way one wants. This danger is amplified in its juxtaposition as the contrasting opposite of innocence. Hence, the wisdom of serpents that Jesus is apparently advocating has come to imply in the minds of many what we might call worldly wisdom, typifying an individual whom we call worldly wise, which has a touch of the naughty in it, or whom we might also say has street smarts. Nothing could be further from what Jesus intended. Wisdom from Proverbs, especially the wisdom of God, is Sophia in Greek. It is this James speaks of when he says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, Sophia, let him ask God who gives to all men generously." James 1:5. This wisdom, in James and through Proverbs, has a supernatural element. We must pray for it and seek it. Then God gives it by obedience. We develop wisdom by living in the truths of wisdom. We especially develop it by childlike, innocent trust. Only the childlike can truly apprehend the wisdom of God, not those who are wise in their own eyes in the ways of the world. This high thing that Proverbs says should be the highest goal of life is not the craftiness of the snake, the cunning of the streetwise con man. These are a revulsion to the Lord. It is the innocence of the babe combined with the wisdom of God, the very mind of Christ. The word translated wise in Matthew 10:16, phronimos, is more accurately rendered prudence. The prudence commanded here is more closely linked to those commands exhorting to us mental diligence and understanding. It conveys the sense of practical wisdom, of being sensible, being an individual of discernment, discretion, and understanding, a wise manager of affairs. It will be seen that the book of Proverbs is a roadmap to both forms of wisdom, God's wisdom and practical prudence in the daily affairs of life. The wisdom of a prudent man is to discern his way. Proverbs 14:8. The following is an excerpt from George MacDonald's The Hope of the Gospel, The Yoke of Jesus. The wise and the prudent, with all their energy of thought, could never see the things of the Father sufficiently to recognize them. Their sagacity labors in earthly things. They cannot see eternal foundations. They are proud of finding out. They do not perceive any truth which the intellect cannot formulate. Terribly has his gospel suffered in the mouths of the wise and prudent. How would it be faring now had its first messages been committed to persons of repute instead of those simple fishermen? Had the wise and prudent been the confidence of God, the letter would at once have usurped the place of the Spirit. A system of religion, with its rickety, malodorous plan of salvation, would have at once been put in the place of a living Christ. But the Father revealed the Father's things to his babes. The babes loved and began to do them, therewith began to understand them, and went on growing in the knowledge of them and in the power of communicating them, while to the wise and prudent, the deepest words of the most babe-like of them all, John Boanerges, even now appear but a finger-worn rosary of platitudes. The babe understands the wise and prudent, but is understood only by the babe. The Father then revealed his things to babes, because the babes were able to receive them, near enough whence they come, to understand a little how things go in the presence of their Father in heaven, and thereby to interpret the words of the Son. No wisdom of the wise can find out God. The Son alone can reveal God. The child alone understand Him. The elder brother companies with the younger, and makes him yet more a child like himself. He lets him see how he delights in his Father, and lets him know that God is his Father too. He rouses in him the sense of their Father's will, and the younger, as he hears and obeys, begins to see that his elder brother must be the very image of their Father. He becomes more and more of a child, and more the Son reveals to him the Father, for he knows that to know the Father is the one thing needful to every child of the Father. To see the Father is the cry of every child heart in the universe. God, bring to my remembrance this day the command of Jesus to be wise as snakes and innocent as doves. I ask, as James says, for the childlike insight of your wisdom, the very mind of Christ. Thus, Heavenly Father, as I mature to reflect your wisdom in ways the world perhaps does not see, or even looks down on, may I be an instrument in my small corner of the world for the ultimate salvation of mankind. Amen. From the Commands by Michael Phillips, read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase the Commands and other books by Michael Phillips.